So we'll just go through the psukim. The pasuk says that Esau came to Israel and he saw that Yaakov was cooking up adoshim. So he told Esau, "Haliteni nami odem odem azeh, give me some of this nice adoshim, ki oyef anoichi, because I'm tired. Achim kalsh my edim." Vayom Yaakov. So Yaakov tells Esau, "Micha chayoy mespecheras tali, sell your bechayra to me." Esau was the bechayra, so Yaakov asked him, "You should sell the bechayra to him." I'm going to die. Why do I need the Bechaya? So he made a shvuah to Yaakov, and the pasuk finishes off. Esau was mevazeh the Bechaya. So Rashi explains what we're talking about. What part of the Bechaya? What does it mean he bought the Bechaya? Says Rashi, Bechayrascha, lefi shah avoida bebechayras. The avoida in those times was by the bechayras. The bechayrim were the one. The bechayras were the one who made the avoida. So Yaakov didn't want that Esav, he was a rasha, should be the one to do the avoida. So Yaakov wanted to buy the avoida of Esav. And Esav, Rashi carries on. Now that's what Esav said. Hine anochi hoylech lamus, because there's so many halachas, kamas, bois, va'onshin, and mises, tuli, it's complicated to do the avoda. You can't be tomei, you can't do this, so I'm anyway going to die, so why do I need the avoda? And the pasuk finishes off, ayivez esav es habechayra, that esav was mevazel avodosei shel makom, which means again, the avoda of doing the karbonos, the avoda, that's what esav was mevazel. So you see in the psukim, you see on Rashi, that the whole discussion, the whole thing that esav bought off, that Yaakov bought off esav, was the habechayra. Was the bechayr for what they could do the avoda? So Rashi doesn't bring down. Was it also for the pishnai and they will get double, or for the kavur, or for any other milus the bechayr has? Rashi says it was only legaba the avoda that Yaakov will be doing the avoda. The Gemara in Soita, Daf Yud Gimel, over there the Gemara brings. You've seen the Gemara that's even for the pishnai. The Gemara says like this. Moving the story what happened when Yaakov died. So there was big hespedim, and they brought him along to Ma'as HaMachpelah. Kiven she'egil Ma'as HaMachpelah, when they got to the Ma'as HaMachpelah, Asa Esav, Esav came along, Kama Akev, he stopped them, Omer Lahem. So he said, it says, Ki Yaso Arba, Hi Chevri, Ma'as HaMachpelah, Ki Yaso Arba. There's four spaces, there was eight spaces in the Ma'as HaMachpelah, four sets. So he said, the first set went to Adam Lechava, second one Avraham Sarah, third one Yitzchak Verivka. The fourth one is between me and Yaakov. Yaakov already buried Leah over there, so Yaakov took his chelik already. So let's read inside. Yaakov and Leah, ihu kavur leLeah. Yaakov buried Leah, so Yaakov used his chelik for his wife Leah. The Haida Payish, the last space which is left over, didihu, belongs to me. Amru leis, they told him, Zavinta, you sold it. You sold the bechaya. Amalus, Esau said back, Nehi, the Zavini Bechirus, you're right, I sold my chelik Bechayra, Peshitusa Mizvini. I didn't sell the chelik, I'm still going to get my own part. So we should split it in half, and Yaakov gets one chelik, and Esau gets the other chelik. So you see from this Gemara that the Zavini wasn't only the Gabba the Avoida, that Yaakov didn't want Esau should do the Avoida. You see, even for money parts, the Pishnayim, the things, the Yerusha, the Kavua, all other things which were involved in Bechaya, there was also a discussion, did he sell it, didn't he sell it? Well, now that's the Gemara carries on. That they said that there's a shtar mechira that you sold even the pshitusa, so they sent Naftali to Yerushalayim to get it,
to Mitzrayim
to pick it up. And in the meantime, Chushim was deaf, and he asked what's going on. So he said that we're waiting for Naftali to bring the shtar mechira from Yerushalayim. He said until he comes, there'll be a bizoyan, and he killed Esau. So that's what we see from the Gemara and Seita, that the mechira was also for the pishnayim. And his head fell into the So the first thing we're going to show him is Rashi over there. Rashi and Sota explains. Rashi says on the Gemara, Nehida Zavintele Bechayrasi, although I sold my Bechayra, Pshitusele Zavini, I didn't sell my Pasha to Chelik, the Chelik that I need to get any Yerusha, Says Rashi, "V'loy etel pishnayim." I'm not going to take pishnayim. Elo komoyu. I'm going to take the exact same amount as he is taking, which is the chayv eishver Rashi. Because if Yaakov bought the bechayra off Esav, now Yaakov is the bechayra, so you should split off everything into three, and Yaakov should get pishnayim, and Esav shouldn't get the same amount as Yaakov got. Esav should only get a third. Why does Rashi say komoyu? I'm going to get the same as him. So the Mashal asks the Kasha, and the Mashal asks on Rashi that then it's not true, because you see in the Psukim clearly, Vayimoche Yaakov is a Bechayra, the Esav is a Bechayra, the Esav sold the Bechayra, which means that Yaakov now becomes the Bechayra, and he says it's also a command of the Basra that Yaakov became the Bechayra. So to explain Rashi, there's the Rishonim all ask on this whole Mechiras of the Bechayra, all the Rishonim ask, how could Esav sell the Bechayra to Yaakov, and how could Yaakov be Koina the Bechayra of Esav? It's a Gavah Shalei Bala Olam. Which means, the halacha is, that you could only make a kinyan, you could only be kind of something, if it's ba'olam, if it's here. If it's not ba'olam, the Yerusha was only going to come when Yitzchak died, and then it'll come over to Yaakov and Esav, and then it'll be up to the Bechor, to the Bechor to get Pishnayim. That's le ba'olam, so how could they bechlal make this whole mechira? It's a dovah shele ba'olam. So there's a very famous ketzos. The ketzos says that what happened over here is, that Avada Esav didn't sell it to Yaakov, and Yaakov bought it off Esav. What happened was, is Esav was Masalik. Esav said, I'm backing out and I'm not going to take my Pishnayim. And that's the halacha, that even before it's Ba'olam, because you're not koina anything, you're not making a kinyan on anything, Esav was just Megaladas, he was saying, I'm going to back off, I'm not going to take my double portion. So therefore, that's how it worked, even if it was a davar shelo ba'olam. Lefi this, we understand Rashi. That's why Rashi says, that even though Esav sold the Bechayra to Yaakov, he's still going to get Komoyu. He's still going to get half. Why? Because Esav was only Mesalek, his Rishus and his Koyach to take double. But even after he said he's not going to take double, it doesn't mean that Yaakov becomes the Bechayra, because Yaakov can't come the Bechayra because it's still a Dovah Shalei Bala'ilam. So all Esav said was, I'm not going to take my part, my extra half. So we're going to split it all up into half, and we'll take half-half. That's how you can explain Rashi. The problem is that the Mashal still asks, that in the Psukim, it's mashma clearly that he sold the Bechayr and Yaakov became the Bechayr. And that's how the Gemara Bava Basra says that Yaakov became the Bechayr.
And after Yaakov's death, it wasn't anymore Dovah Shalei Ba'olam.
After Yitzchak's death.
Sorry?
After when Yitzchak dies, then the money comes down to Yerusha. So now the money's there. Who's going to take what? So now it's up to the Bechayr to take Pishnayim and the other children to take less. But as long as Yitzchak is still alive, and this was happening when Yitzchak is still alive, Avraham just died.
This discussion at the Ma'aroth about the place, that so was up
there. Yeah. They're discussing what happened then when I sold it. What happened then when I sold it? You see, saying when I sold it, it was only half. Yeah, right. Now it's going to be ba'olam. Now nothing happened. The mechira was then when he was still alive. So they're discussing now what happened then when he was still alive. Well, and also still, what we've got still the problem is, if we're taking on how it's mashma in the psukim, that he really sold the Bechayra, how can you sell it if it's a Dovah Shalei Ba'olam? That's what Rishonim ask. If it's a Dovah Shalei Ba'olam, it's not Ba'olam, how can you sell it? So there's an unbelievable Rashi this week. Rashi says, so right at the beginning of the parasha, when it says that Rivka was pregnant with twins, and it was Vayisoytu to Abonim Bekirba, there was the whole story, and she went to ask Shem what's going on. And in the end it says, Vayimlu Yomela Ledes, it was time to give birth, she had twins. Vayetzei Horishoyim, Admoini Koloi, Esav went out first, Vayachekein Yotza Achiv, Vayodoi Oichezes Ba'akev Esav. Then Yaakov went out, and he was holding on to the heel of Esau. Says Rashi, Shamati Medesh Agada. Rashi says, I heard the Medesh Agada. Bedim hoya oichas b'ilachim. When Yaakov held onto the akev, onto the heel of Esau, bedim he was holding him. He had a halachic reason why he was holding him. Why? Yaakov noitza mitipa rishayna. Yaakov was created from the tipa rishayna. The Esav min hashniya. Esav was created from the second tipa. Says Rashi, Tzeyu lamad mishoferes shepiyoketzola. He got like a thin pipe. Ten bosh teavonim, put two stones into the pipe. Zu tachazu, one after the other. Hanichneses rishoino, teitzei achreino. The one that you put in first comes out second. Vahnichneses achreino, the one that goes in second, teitzei achreino, comes out first. Nimtza comes out. Esav hamleitza b'achreina. Esav was created later, was created second. Yotza rishon came out first. The Yaakov shenleitza rishayna, and Yaakov was created first. Yotza achrein came out second. The Yaakov bala akvoi. That's why Yaakov came to be ma'akev him to stop him. She rishon leleda, kerishon liyetzira. So it says Rashi that Avada Yaakov was created first. Then Esav was created, and that's why. But what happened was, if you take a thin pipe and you put in one stone after the other one, so the one that you put in first, because of the other one went in afterwards, you have to first remove the one that you took in second, and then the first one comes out. So he says the same thing happened with Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov was created first, but still Esav came out first, and that's why Yaakov tried to stop him. Rashi's bedin hayamakvo. He had a reason why he wanted to stop him, because Yaakov wanted to be the bechayil the leader, like the bechayil the yitzir. So you see two chiddushim in Rashi. Number one, you see in Rashi that, like we just said, that the one who was created first comes out second. And also you see in Rashi is that really, who is be'emes the bechayil? Who is really the bechayil? Yaakov is the bechayil. Because that's what Rashi says, Bedin HaYamakvei. Rashi says he had a halachic reason why he wanted to stop him. Because really Yaakov was the B'chayim, he was Noitza first, he was created first. So that's why he wanted to come out first. So you see in Rashi that really Yaakov has a Tchaya HaTayna halachically that he is the B'chayim. Novas then, the halacha is that the one who's Noilet overrides and he becomes the B'chayim. So we see in Rashi that really there's a reason to say that Yaakov's the B'chayim because he was created first, but the Maisa because Esav was born first, we go Basa who was born first, and he overrides. So now we can understand with the Ketzos. The Ketzos says that all Esav did was, he was Mesalek, and he said, I'm not going to take the Pishnaim. I'm not going to take the Pishnaim. So we asked, very nice, Esav said, you're not going to take the Pishnaim. How can he be Makna to Yaakov, and how can Yaakov be Koinid? It's a Dava Shalei Bala Olam. But what was saying now in Rashi, we see in Rashi that Avada Yaakov had his own Koyach to take Pishnaim. Because Yaakov was created first, and really min ha-din, he could have taken Pishnaim. The problem was that Esav was born first, and when Esav was born first, he overrides Yaakov's koyach to take first. But now that Esav says, I'm backing out, I'm not taking double, automatically Yaakov can use his koyach that he was created first and take double. That's what you can say for Shatim Rashi. Okay, now the problem is, there's a famous gong. Vilna Gaon in Pashas Kisitzin. It's a Gaon Kol Elyos, it's Bashem. The Pasuk says over there, Ki siyena le'ish shtei noshim, if a person will have two wives, achas ha'ahuva, achas ha'snua, one that he likes, one that he doesn't, v'yoldu le'bonim ha'ahuva v'ha'snua. They both have children, the ahuva and the snua. V'hoya ha'ben ha'b'choye la'snua. The b'choye was born to the snua, to the one he doesn't like. Says the Pasuk, when he comes to give Yerusha, he can't say, I don't want to give the Bechayra to the Ben Asniya because I don't like him. Because he is the Bechay, he has to get it, and he has to get the Pishnah.
Each wife can have a Bechayra.
Oh. We'll get to that in a minute, yeah. So, ask the Gaon, he asked a few questions. One of his big questions is, it says in the Pasuk, V'yoldu loy bonim, ho'ahuva v'hasnua. They had babies, they had bonim, sons, the ahuva and the snua. So the pasuk says that Ahuva had the baby before the snua. And then the pasuk carries on that the snua was at the b'chayr, and he has to give the b'chayr to the snua, and he can't give it to the Ahuva. Why does the pasuk say the yoldu lebanim po Ahuva v'hasnua? The Ahuva had gave birth and the snua. That's his question. So he comes with a chiddush. He says like this. That what happened over there was, he says Reuven married a woman. He married somebody. The sona, he didn't like her. The gershon, he divorced her. Now, straight away after he divorced her, he straight away went and married another woman. Now, the first woman was pregnant when he divorced her, and straight away he married another woman. The second woman gave birth after 7 months. Now, when it was 9 months, when 9 months were up for the first wife, she gave birth. So it comes out now, what happened over here is that the first wife, the Sunua, the one who divorced, became conceived first. The Ahuva, the one who he married later, conceived second. Who gave birth first? The Ahuva. The second one, the one who he liked, gave birth first. The Snua, the one who he married first, gave birth second. That's why the Pasuk says, the Yolduloi Ha'ahuva V'Hasnua. The Ha'ahuva, the one that he liked, gave birth, and the Snua gave birth. But really, the Snua was the one who conceived first, and the Ahuva was conceived later. That's why the Pasuk tells you, even in such a case, the Bechor goes to the Snua. Why does the Bechor go to the Snua? The Snua is the one who conceived first, who gave birth later. So says the Gaon, you see in this Pasuk, that when you have a Shaila, who does the Bechor go to the one who was conceived first, or to the one who was born first? You go Basa, the one who was conceived first. That's why the Torah tells you a reason. Ki hu reishis oinoi. He is the reishis oinoi of the father. So that's why the Bechor goes to the Bechor of the Sneal, which is the one that was born second, conceived first. So that's how the Gaon says over here in Parashas Kisetza. So Lechor lefi, this is very shver. That if Yaakov, Rashi tells us that Yaakov was the one who was Nolad Metipa Rishayna, which means Yaakov was conceived first, Esav was conceived second. Esav was born first, but Yaakov was conceived first. So the Fi the Gaon that says in Parashas Kisetza, that when you have an option, who do you go by? So who was conceived first or who was born first? The Gaon says you go who was conceived first, even though he was born second. So then Yaakov Avinu is the Bechor. Why did he have to go and buy the Bechor off Esav? Yaakov Avinu was conceived first, even though he was born later. The Gaon says that the one who was conceived first, he is the Bechor. So why did Yaakov Bechlal have to go and buy the Bechor off Esav? Minadin, he is the Bechor. Like the Gaon says in Parashas Kisetza. What?
The first born is the
Bechor. So we'll see, it depends on the Gaba what. The Pasha the Gaon says, Gaba, who is the Bechor? Pishna.
The difference between two wives and twins.
The
Shofaferis, you don't have.
Yeah, so we'll get to that later, maybe. You
don't have a Shofaferis by the comparison to Shofaferis, except with twins.
Well, we'll see in a second. Yeah, but the Pasuk says, Kihu Reishis Oinoi. The reason is because we go after him, the father, not the mother. Peter Rechem means who is the mother. The Pasuk says, Kihu Reishis Oinoi. We go after who was the Reishis Oinoi of the father. That's what the Gaon explains. So I think the Netziv says that the Gaon never said such a pshat. It can't be true. But it's all down here in the Kod Elyon. So, So I'm going to answer, the first answer is basically what they're trying to say over here, that there's a difference between, the Gaon's talking about Pishnayim. Pishnayim, who is going to get double, that goes Basareishas Oinoi. But we know Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, everyone knows, goes after what? Peterechem. That's what Pidyon HaBen is. Peter says in the Torah, Peterechem. And Pidyon HaBen is really the Kedusha of the Bechor. When we're discussing the Kedusha of the Bechor, that's the Pidyon HaBen. So on that you go Peterechem. So that way you could answer. The Gaon's talking about the Pishnayim, who's going to take double. Who's going to take double is depending on Eishes Oinai. But the Kedusha of the Bechor, who's got the Kedusha's Bechor, which in the Negeah to us will be the Avoida, who's going to do the Avoida, that is Peterechem, the Vada, the one, the even the Gaon's Noida, the one who was born first. And that's why in our Pasha, Yaakov had to buy it off Esav. And it's very meduyik why Rashi Alatoya only brings the whole, all the Rashis, he only talks about the Aveda, because like we said, the Pishnayim to get double, he didn't have to buy, that he had Medin. But the Kedushas Bechayra, which goes after Peterechem, the Kedusha, the Aveda, which is called on the Kedusha of the Bechayra, that he had to buy, because that goes Basa, who was born first. Pidyon HaBen is definitely Peterechem, that's what we're saying. That says in the Torah, Peterechem. Peterechem means the one that came out first. And what?
Then it would have been Esav.
Over here in the bottom of Kehil Eliyahu, I think the Chanukah Satoya brings a pshat from the Motchel Mezbech. He says the Gemara Masechtas Nida. The Gemara says that Yehuda and Cheskia, Bnei Rebchia, Yehuda and Cheskia, they were twins, and one of them came out 3 months after the other one. That's what it's the Gemara Masechtas Nida, Daf Chav Zayin. So the Gemara says over there that It was a tipa achas and nischalkel l'shtayim. That's what happened with those twins. It was one tipa and it was nischalek l'shtayim. So he wants to answer over here also, as Avada, when Rashi says tipa l'shayna t'pshniya, it doesn't mean, it means lav dafke, it means it was one tipa that was split into two. So the Gaon's talking about when it was two wives, when one was conceived first, one was born first, it's two complete different things. That's when the Gaon says you go bust the one who was conceived first. But over here we're talking it was one which was split into two, so back you go after they both have the same, they both have the same schus, so that's how he answered, that's what Yaakov had to buy it off. Okay. So I just want to say another mahalach. Al mahalach is azay. I heard it last year from Dan Simons. He says, is there a bechaya, the end of the Pasha? End of the Pasha, the Pasuk says that Rivka told Yaakov. Rivka told Yaakov you should go to Paddan Aram to pursue him. Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov. Yitzchak sent Yaakov. Vayelech Paddan Aram. He went to Paddan Aram. El Lavan to Lavan ben Besuel. Who is this? Who is Lavan ben Besuel? Achi Rivka. The brother of Rivka. Says Rashi, says the Pasuk. Who's Rivka? Aim Yaakov Esau. Rivka is the mother of Yaakov Esau. So Rashi asks, why is the Pasuk telling you? We all know who Rivka is. At this stage, we know who Rivka is. Why does the Pasuk have to tell you that Rivka is Ein Yaakov Esau? Rashi says, Eino Yedeya Mamalam Deinu. I don't know why the Pasuk is telling me that, that Rivka is the Ein Yaakov Esau. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, he says that always when a person, when a woman's pregnant with twins, there's two separate shalyas, two separate sects for each baby. There's two separate shalyas. By over here, he says by Yaakov and Esav, there was a ness that they were both together in one shalya. They were both together in one sack. He says that's pshat. Why are they related to Avonah Bekeibah? That's why it was so unusual. It was so by related to Avonah Bekeibah because it was different than normal cases, and both babies were together in one shalya and one sack. So that's why the Pasuk has to tell you, Ein Yaakov Esav, to tell you, who is this unbelievable woman? Who's this Yifka? She's that unbelievable woman who managed to have two children together in one sack. That's a big Bechai, not a mission. That's how he says Pshat in this Pasuk.
Who?
Who caused it, but she was the one who had to walk around with it. That's what Soivlonis, he said she was an unbelievable Savlan. She managed to walk around. That's what Rabbi Bechai says. So he says, it could be pshat is like this. When Rashi says, Shveferes, when Rashi says that over here, Yaakov and Esau was like a Shveferes, like a pipe, that you put in one stone, and then the other one goes in afterwards, that's only in this case, where they were both born in one shalya. So when they were both born in one shalya, so they were both together in the same thing, in the same sack, so that's why Rashi says that over here, the one that was nichnas first, is going to come out later. In a normal way of twins, when it's two separate chalyas, it's not connected. In a normal twins, the Gaon's right, that the one that was conceived first is going to come out first. It always goes automatically. The one that was created first is going to come out first. And that's why the Gaon says that you always go bottom was conceived first, because in a normal case, the one that was conceived first comes out first. Only here was different, because over here, it was a different case. Rabbeinu Bechaya says over here was b'shalya achos, it was in one sack. So therefore, over here, Rashi says, it was like a shveferes, which means that the one that went in first is going to come out second. That's why, over here, so like Yaakov knew that. Yaakov knew that really, when Adin, he was the Bechoy. But no one else is going to know, because everyone's going to look who was born first. Who was born first is usually the one who was conceived first. So that's why Yaakov Avinu over here to Bedin Oyamakvoy. He had to come over here and stop him.
Yitzchak also knew that.
But no one else would know.
But if Yitzchak knew, then why did he ask Esau to come when he went to give him the prophets?
Well, he did that even after Yaakov bought it.
Exactly.
Did he not know about it? Did he know that Yaakov bought it?
Regardless, he still would have known that Yaakov was...
I'm saying, but even once he sold it, he still called Esau for some reason.
So Bismana...
I don't know. I don't know.
So Bismana's there if you have twins.
Then he says that the one who was conceived first will come out first. That's how normally it goes. Only because Rabbeinu Bechaya says over there, it was a case of one shalya, so it was unusual, so that's why Rashi says the shveferes. That's why Yaakov had to come and bedin and show to prove that he is the Bechoy, that's why he wants to be back. Oh, is it? I know. He says the Chochmas HaTevet, so you have to, yeah. He's a Rishon, so you have to see it. just going to finish off with a medrash. There's a famous joke. It could be everyone knows it. It's a famous joke. There was this Yid who came to the rabbi, and he said, "Rabbi, I want to become a kohen. I want to become a kohen. I want to make me into a kohen." So he said, "You can't just become a kohen. You can't become a kohen. You have to be born a kohen." Rabbi, "I want to be a kohen. I want to become a kohen." Rabbi said, "You can't become a kohen. You can't just become." He said, "I'll grow my beard. I'll put on blue tzitzis." He was coming up with all different. "I'll give you loads of money. I want to be a kohen." Rabbi said, "I can't make you into a kohen. You have to be born a kohen." So at the end of the conversation, the rabbi goes to him, "Why are you so desperate to be a kohen? Why are you not happy to be yourself?" So he said, "Look, what should I do? My father was a kohen. My grandfather was a kohen. They're all kohanim. So I also want to be a kohen." So it's not the idea over here. We see you can't just buy a kohen. You be a kohen. You have to be born a kohen. You can't just buy it. So it's not a question on this whole parasha bechlal is, how come Yaakov bought it off Esau? What are you buying? So especially our Rashi says that we're talking together the avoda of bechayah. How can you buy the bechayah? You can't just buy it. If you're born a bechayah, you're bechayah. You can't go and buy a kohuna off a kohen. How could Yaakov?" So there's a medrash in Parshas Bamidbar. Bamidbar says like this. Medrash says like this. Before the Mishkan was set up, avoda bebechayahs. It says the Tayda of Bingo Raya, Adam Arishon hoy b'chayr shalom. Adam Arishon was the b'chayr of the world, and he was makir the kol. Like it says, Vayas, he brings Pesukim. Kinen shemeis Adam, Masan l'sheis. Then he went to Noach. Then after Noach, he went to Shem. So the Medrash asks, "Vichy Shem hoya b'chayr? Was Shem the b'chayr? Ale Yefes hoya b'chayr. Yefes was Allah." Like it says, "Achi Yefes hagadol. Yefes." Umipnei ma Masan l'sheim. So why did he give it over to Shem? He saw that all the Ovis are going to come out from him. That's why he gave it over to him, even though he was not the Bechayah. The Medrash carries on. Meis Shem, Masal Avram. He went over to Avram. Bechi Avram, Hoya Bechayah. Was Avram the Bechayah? Seems like Avram had all the brothers. Elo, Mipnei Shehoya Tzadik, Nimse Loya Bechayah. Because it was a Tzadik, the Bechayah went over from him. So what you see in this Medrash is that the kohuna before Matan Torah, when it was the Bechayos, was different than nowadays and after Matan Torah, when it was the Koyanim. When it was the Koyanim, it went on the Kedusha, on the Koyanim that belongs to them, and they can't give it over to somebody else. Bechayra was different. It wasn't the Kedusha on the Bechayra. It was Pshat is, because the Bechayra, usually the oldest of the family, was a Choshevah person, was a good person, so automatically went to the Choshevah person of the family. But like we see, whenever there was a different reason to give it to somebody else, someone else's chashev in the family, then it got moved over to the other person. It wasn't a dinner kedusha on the bechayah, it was a kedusha on the chashev person of the family, which was usually the bechayah. So that's why we understand it very, very simple, that even though Esav was the oldest, it wasn't a din that it belongs to the oldest, it belongs to the tzaddik of the family. And that's why Yaakov held, Rashi says, Yaakov didn't want Esav to be the one who does the bechayah. That's why Yaakov made sure to get the bechayah of Esav. Obey.